No Shot Sam McCann doubles down in deceit. In response to the uproar generated by his utterly deceitful union-subsidized mailers, gubernatorial candidate Sam McCann tweeted that all he did was say that State Representative Tom Morrison supports Rauner. Unbelievable. McCann lied again. He did not merely say Morrison supports Rauner. He accused Morrison of being a Republican in name only, a rhino, and did so in mailers in Tom Morrison's district in the midst of a difficult reelection campaign. Then, No Shot McCann posted this on his McCann for Governor Facebook page, and I quote, "I am disappointed by the shallow political rhetoric that Jeannie Ives used in her attack against me. The hard-earned credibility from her primary campaign against Bruce Rauner is all but lost now that she has intervened as his defender. Casting principles aside for political grandstanding, legislators like Tom Morrison, who are actively supporting Bruce Rauner, are trying to con voters into the same bad deal and empty promises that conservative Illinoisans have suffered under for the past 4 years. Any legislator who stands with Rauner, despite his phony rhino agenda and abandonment of conservative principles, deserves to be called out for it. The Jeannie Ives, who so vehemently opposed Bruce Rauner during the primary, is now too eager to put him back in the driver's seat. When conservatives are crying louder than ever for change, Jeannie Ives has shown her true colors. She is not a leader, but a politician." End quote. Unbelievable. McCann is lying again. He must think Illinoisans are idiots. Jeannie Ives did not intervene as Rauner's defender. She intervened to defend Tom Morrison against the scurrilous and dishonest claim by Pinocchio McCann that Morrison is a Republican in name only. This is spin at its most dishonest and inept. The person who's shown his colors is McCann, and they're black and blue. By the way, voting for Rauner does not constitute a betrayal of conservative principles any more than voting for Trump did. When faced with the choice between Lulus Pritzker, Pinocchio Rauner, and No Shot McCann, many conservatives will choose Rauner, believing he will do less harm to Illinois than will Pritzker. Similarly, many conservatives, whose first choice was Cruz or Rubio, ended up voting for Trump in the belief that he would do less harm than Hillary. McCann is now publicly challenging Morrison to publicly disavow Rauner. Is he kidding? To what end? To help Pritzker? Morrison has made it abundantly and publicly clear when he has disagreed with Rauner's votes. Perhaps McCann can explain publicly why he didn't endorse Jeannie Ives, a true, fearless, and unequivocal conservative, for governor during the primary. Perhaps he can explain, too, why he is now trying to undermine the campaign of a stalwart pro-life candidate and man of personal integrity like Tom Morrison. And maybe, after his public explanations, McCann will publicly disavow his support for taxpayer-gouging public sector unions.